Hi, Mindy.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm not so bad. Just returned from England. And I understand you are out fairly soon to... Where is it you're going?
I'm going to north of Los Angeles.
North of Los Angeles. Which place in particular?
It's called Simi Valley.
Right. Yeah. Is that where you're from or where your family is based?
Well, we were born and raised in the San Fernando Valley, which is just over... Simi's just over into another valley. It's kind of over the Malibu Mountain. So
okay.
That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going to live with my sister for a while.
Can see that your house is undergoing some transformation at the moment. You have DVDs piled up practically to the ceiling.
It looks like a tornado came through here, right?
You have how many DVDs?
There must be 700 or 800 or something.
Is that something to do with your Hollywood connection, perhaps?
No.
Because I understand you had some encounter with Jack Nicholson and famous people.
Yes. Yeah, I did. A little bit.
Okay.
I worked on Rodeo Drive, and I also worked in Malibu, so I did meet a lot of celebrities, and it was interesting.
Okay.
They were interesting.
And you're off there again. Now, is it a question of being attracted to go back to California, or are there things about Brittany you're not so keen on?
No, I love it here, and especially my friends. I'm going to miss my friends really, really bad.
Well, I'm sure they'll miss you as well.
Yeah, my family's in there.
Yeah.
And they need me. They're elderly and they really need
all?
My help.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you had to pick a highlight of your time in... Because before coming to Brittany, you were in another part of France,
weren't
you?
I was in Alsace.
Which place in particular?
I was in a town called Orbey near Colmar. It's on the east border near Germany and Switzerland. Near Colmar.
How different was life in Colmar for you than life in Brittany?
It was different. It was different. I actually lived in the countryside too, like here. I lived up in the mountains, going towards the snow, the ski lifts and stuff like that. And it was cold.
But
really cold there. So I don't miss that. Yes.
The snow, the ice.
Yeah, heavy.
This place is very cold because of the damp, isn't it? Really?
Yes, exactly. It's different.
Yeah.
But I don't miss the snow, especially driving in it was an adventure for me, something that was new for me. So I don't miss that.
Did you have to drive as part of your job?
I had to go to different companies. I was teaching English in different companies at the time for about 14 years.
Teaching English to adults then?
Adults, mm-hmm. Yeah. In companies, yeah. Mm. I had groups of students and I also had bosses, you know, one-on-one with the bosses.
And have you had experience of teaching kids?
No, not really. I haven't done that.
So if you had to pick one or two highlights about your life in Brittany, which ones would you choose?
Well, I love the old castles and the chateaus and visiting there. And I love that. It's different. It's just different, you know. I like it. I liked it here.
And things about California, though, what would be easier for you? I know you're going there out of a sense of duty more than anything, but are there things which are more convenient and more interesting?
It's totally different, so it's hard to say. It's really hard to say. I like shopping there.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah. And oh, there's some great restaurants, very international restaurants and delicious restaurants there.
Do you think it would be difficult for you to adjust to life back in California? Because it's quite nice not shopping, isn't it?
Well,
not having any choice, going to Lidl and seeing that's the biscuit. You can either have it or you can leave it. Sometimes
they do have a Lidl there and Aldi.
Oh, you'll be at home. But they also have a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I have a big family. I have a lot of nephews and nieces and grandnephews and grandnieces, and they miss me really bad. I always have such a great time with them when I go, and they're always asking me, when are you coming back? And no, they're really cool. Cool kids. They're not little kids anymore. They're grown up.
I won't ask you how old they are.
No.
Okay, so is there anything that you won't miss about Brittany?
Well, just maybe that it rains all the time. Well, not every day, I would say that.
Every other day.
It rains a lot. Maybe that's something I won't, you know.
And maybe your driving license might be easier to obtain exactly. in America. We won't say if you've been driving illegally over the last few weeks.
No, Mindy, it's okay.
I just hope you'll come back and visit us at some point.
Thank you. I will, and I hope you come and see me, okay? And wherever I'm at in the future, I hope you come to see me.
Well, do our very best. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you,
and good luck
John.
For the future.
Thank you so much.
Bye for now.